Hey, this is Eric Amarola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports on AM 750.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to move away from the traditional local sports talks of auto racing for this particular segment. Coming up September 29th and 30th, it's the Castle Country Clash. Joining us over the phone to talk about that, we have Desert Thunder Raceway track owner Harvey Howard. Harvey, a pleasure as always to get you on the show. Thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. We're getting wound up for the final and biggest race of the year, the 29th and 30th, and looking forward to it, getting excited. We got some big things going on, so looking forward to it.
Definitely. Before we dive into the final weekend of races, Harvey, I want to talk about the season in general, the 2017 season for you guys in general, because you expanded the schedule from what we had in 2016. So all in all, going back and looking at the last, you know, three sets of races that we've had so far this year, how has 2017 been for the track?
You know, it's been good. Our car counts have been really good. They've actually been up, around 20 for our main classes. That has been good. So it's been good just having them spread out throughout the year, and we had a lot of people show up and enjoy them. And we've got a lot of indication that we're going to have a whole bunch of people here for the final, this Castle Country Clash.
Definitely a beautiful thing. On top of all that, you and I were talking off of the cuff. A lot of emphasis has been added to the stock cars for this final weekend.
Yes, we've done a bunch with sponsors for the stock cars. We've had some of the stock car guys actually step up themselves. Gene Henry with Quality Crushing has put a bunch of money up for them guys to come in here and put on a big show. So what we're looking for around 30 stock cars, and that's something that we've never seen here at Desert Thunder Raceway. So you're looking at starting out 24 of what I would call the best stock cars in the West, and all on one track, one main event. It's gonna be pretty exciting. So I'm looking super forward to that. You know, we've got the other classes, and I'm sure they'll be just as big. But that stock car show, we're bringing people in from, as far south as Texas and north as Idaho and, east and west everywhere for this big show.
Now, as long as I have talked to you here on the show, Harvey, I've always kind of viewed the IMCA Modifieds as the main event. Is it fair to say that the stock cars are now pushing to be the main event at the track?
You know, they're pushing. Sure, they would love for that to happen. Basically, this Castle Country Clash coming up, they're going to be the main event. As far as car numbers go, really what we've seen is the stock cars and the sport mods catch up with the modifieds. So, you know, basically they've all been building their own class and creating a bigger and better situation for themselves. And really, as a track, we're here to hopefully take advantage of that and to make a good race for them and give them some place to finish up their championships and make sure everything goes off with a bang.
Any local names in the stock car class that people will recognize?
You know, Gene Henry is who I call local. One of the other locals that everybody will recognize is Sean Parrish. Sean won a big race over in Millard County this year and has been doing a great job, working his way up through the ranks. And, so Sean Parrish is somebody that we need to be watching out here this coming weekend.
Again, we're joined right now by Desert Thunder Raceway track owner Harvey Howard. Harvey, let's move away from the stock cars. We'll talk IMCA Modifieds here for a moment. Again, that's typically the class you and I are spending a lot of time on, going over some of the participants who are looking for state and even national championships. Alone from the track championships, it'll be decided with the Castle Country Clash. How have the locals performed throughout the entire season, not only here locally, but throughout the entire season? And what type of state national points will be on the line in this race?
Well, you know, One big thing that has happened this year, local racers Nikki Stubbings and Wyatt Howard, they both have been racing around. Nikki Stubbings actually won a race over in Millard County this year and did really well in all the races that he was in over there. Wyatt Howard won the track championship at Millard County and won a couple of races over there. So them are the two main local racers that have been out there pounding the dirt this year. You've got your national and local and regional points that are going on. We raced against a gentleman named Corey Sample over in Millard County, and these guys did really good against him. He's probably going to go on and be the national champion. I don't know that he's going to make it to the Clash, but, hopefully he can make it over and make that part of it. So,
plenty of excitement at the Castle Country Clash. Again, it's going down September 29th and 30th. The IMCA Modifieds, the Sport Mods, the Stock Cars, the Thunder Trucks, the Hobby Stocks, the Mini Stocks. I mean, those are all the classes that, the traditional fans love out there at the track, Harvey, and there's plenty to bring in even the lighthearted racing fans who maybe have never been out there to the track.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, if you've never been to a race and been sitting, 20, 30 feet from a full-blown modified or sport mod, even the stock cars, when they go past you at 70 or 80 miles an hour, it just kind of makes your whole body shake and, feeling the vibration off of the cars. It's pretty exciting. If you've never done it, you need to come out and check it out. It's an awesome time.
Let's talk about the price of admission, Harvey, for next weekend. What are we looking at as far as adults, kids, and even the pit passes, the weekend pass? I mean, everything that you have to offer as far as admission for this particular event.
Okay, everybody can come in the pits if they want. If they want to buy a pit pass, they're only $15, so that's pretty cheap, to do that. Entry fee is $35, and that gets the car and driver both in, so it's not very expensive to come and race with us. And our family pass for each night is going to be $25. That's three kids up to the age of 16 and two adults, so that's a good deal. Friday night adults will be $8. Kids 6 to 12 will be $5, and seniors will be $5. Under 6 is free. And then Saturday night is $10 for adults, $6 for 6 to 12 and seniors, and under 6 is free. So some good deals, and trying to make it cheap enough that everybody can come out and have a good time. We're also going to have a great concession stand again provided by Jana and the guys down there at
Well, you guys, you always do a tremendous job, Harvey, of making sure that this event is family-friendly, it's affordable, you make sure that everybody goes out there, has an enjoyable time, and I'll tell you, the weather has actually been kind of cool. Does it matter out there for the track, for the drivers, and for the cars? I mean, is it better in certain temperatures?
No, it's actually faster if it's colder, and, it makes the engines run better, it makes the track hold moisture better. When we're watering it, so it's got more traction. So, as the weather cools off a little bit, the cooler it gets, the better it's going to be for the racing. If it's cooling off a little bit and a little bit chilly, make sure that you bring your coats with you so you can make sure you stay till the end of the races.
Definitely. Harvey, it is always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about what you guys have up and coming. Again, this is the Castle Country Clash, September 29th and 30th. You definitely don't want to miss it. The last set of races for the year. Harvey, I know we'll talk again real soon. If we don't talk next week, we'll get you on after. We'll recap everything.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate your help, and thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. That's Harvey Howard, owner of the Desert Thunder Raceway, again talking about the Castle Country Clash coming up September 29th and 30th. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll move over to the national sports scene here on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.